about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Dr. Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, usually this show is a little bit more male-based. I don't really like talking about a lot of girly-type stuff because I know we got a lot of male listeners. Usually with your talk radio, you have a lot of male type demographics, which is kind of cool because as you can see, I'm really not the most feminine. Okay. I'm not very good with girly topics, but one topic I am extremely interested in, and I think you gentlemen should listen, is we believe we have a cure for PMS. Now, this relates to all of you. Okay, so, all right, whether you're with somebody who has PMS or if you currently suffer from PMS, you're going to want to listen to this one. Well, they think that if we give women who have PMS iron, and I'm not pretending that I'm not a part of that group. Boy, do I get PMS. I really haven't been in the last few days, although I've been very angry, you know, about certain things in our state legislature that we've talked about on this show. But I really haven't been PMS'd, okay? I'm just ticked off about things. I'm allowed to be. Doesn't always have to mean PMS. But they say if you get more iron and more zinc in your diet, they were able to, in these women, see less PMS, if any, PMS symptoms. Now, how much of iron did you have to take? About 20 milligrams a day. It lowered your risk by about, let's say, 35%. And iron, if you took, let's say, 10 milligrams of iron a day, I don't really have the statistics. I'm just kind of trying to figure out what I learned from the study. But what we do know is iron and zinc type of meals can help you with your bloating, with your irritability, with the migraines. I mean, remember, PMS is a whole syndrome. It's called premenstrual syndrome. It affects, I don't know, an average of 10 to 15% of women who are still childbearing. I should be going through some menopause soon, but no, I still get PMS. So I get PMS and premenopause type stuff, so I'm just horrible all month long. But, you know, when I was younger, we were told you have to get B vitamins. You got to take your B vitamins. So we would take the B vitamins, and maybe by placebo it seemed to work with the cramps and the bloating. But remember, PMS isn't menstrual cramps. PMS is the syndrome you get prior. And the reason why we get a PMS, okay, for you men trying to take notes and you know, figure out how women tick, the reason why we get PMS is in order for you to get a period, your progesterone has to drop. And your estrogen drops. So after you ovulate, if you don't get pregnant, then the lining that you have in your uterus isn't really needed. And so you need to expel it. And in order to expel it, your hormones have to drop for days before you have your period. And when those hormones drop, it sucks. It really sucks. And it blows. Right. And then you get your period and there she blows. So it's a very rough. I hope you guys are finding some sympathy in your hearts or empathizing with us just a little. OK, because the whole PMS thing is not fun. Now, women don't like talking about PMS. Women hate talking about PMS because it perpetuates the stereotype. Okay, many women, they feel like they're not advancing in work. They're not making promotion. They're not getting their raises because of this whole PMS scarlet letter on their chest, so to speak. And they're right. Okay, many people assume, women and men, that women during PMS are a little kooky. That's wrong. There is nothing to do with our mentation. Nothing happens to our mentation. Nothing. When we go through PMS, there's a lot of physiological things and maybe some anatomical changes. I particularly don't like feeling bloated. I am a little bit more edgy when I'm bloated, but I can still do my job. Okay? I mean, how many times have I been PMS when I've been on radio? I've been on radio for 4 years. Let me tell you, a lot. Okay? And I don't think you guys have noticed. Honestly, have you even noticed my being PMS? Do I ever sound like I could be PMS? No. Oh, I sound like I'm cool. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. I'm laying low. I don't go off on a tangent, do I? No. See, I don't. See, Dawn's saying whatever she says. Good. All right. So, iron helped. Zinc helped. I believe even potassium. Oh, no. Let me correct this. Potassium actually can hurt PMS. What it does is it boosts your ability to, I guess, retain water. And the more water you retain, the more grumpy you feel. So if you do eat potassium to try to prevent PMS and you're finding it's not working, according to this study, now. All right. But, you know, always nice to know. I mean, we want to, you know, keep the home happy. We want to keep the workplace happy. And some people, they really suffer from severe premenstrual syndrome. It is a condition. But just because a woman is menstruating doesn't mean she always has PMS. Okay? I mean, men, think about it. If you were bleeding out your urethra, you know, you probably wouldn't be in a good mood, you know, or if you had to anticipate that would happen. Just the anticipation is scary. Now, okay, what about menstrual cramps? Okay, that's always a fun topic, right? I know you guys are like, oh, no, I knew she'd go there. Take whatever the hell you want. As far as I'm concerned, you have menstrual cramps. I don't even care if you need a narcotic. Fine by me. Menstrual cramps stink, all right? I can't stand them. Nobody could stand them. Nobody could stand you when you have them. As far as I'm concerned, if you want to be put under for 5 days, I'm fine with that, too. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Where, though, I have an issue with PMS is it can mimic other symptoms. You know, if a woman, let's say, is, you know, chronically bloated, she may blame it on PMS and it's something else. It could be a colitis. It could be an intestinal infection. It could be an ovarian tumor. It could be an ovarian cyst rupture, and the fluid's kind of irritating the bowels, and the bowels kind of slow down. If you have migraines or chronic headaches, yes, you may want to blame that on PMS if they happen each month, but what if there's another reason for your headaches? What if it's cervical radiculopathy, or you're getting these occipital headaches and nerve pinching? So where I have a problem with the whole PMS term being thrown around is it seems to be an easy way out to clump a bunch of conditions together, but many times those could be just different conditions. Has nothing to do with the uterus. Okay, let's move on to a topic that doesn't involve the uterus when we get back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Wayne Daly from Midas Resources, February 27th, 2013. Gold opened at $1,607.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,647.91, a half ounce for $823.96, or a quarter ounce for $411.98. That's $1,647.91, $823.96, and $411.98.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunza men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. You're going to get mad at me. Sorry. We're still going to be dealing with below the waist topic. Sorry. Well, there's another headline. We got to talk about apparently the FDA has approved a medication to help women with painful sex. So, okay, I promise we'll finish that, and then we'll go above the waist. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Really, is it that bad? Honestly, you can't hear any topics about the female anatomy. Remember, you know, honestly, let's just stop here for a second. Men, okay? You guys have gotten off scot-free with a lot of issues, okay? Like, for example, like, if my husband thinks it's going to be a female issue, he will excuse himself from the room and not talk to his mother or my mother, and he's able to get out scot-free because, oh, it's a girly issue. Guys don't need to be here. I could flee. And we've let you flee. We've let our men flee, run, hide, stick their head under a desk whenever we talk about female issues because that's been the in thing to do. Don't force a guy to listen to the stuff. But what makes women tick? Okay, if you want to please your lady, show that you understand what she's going through. This is why guys are always in the doghouse with women, because they have this guy attitude of, you know what, that's your problem, that's just you. No. Imagine if you told your lady who was going through PMS, imagine if you told her, look, I don't know. I can't even imagine what you're going through, but I am assuming it's the bloating and the pain and the being uncomfortable, the water retention. I'm sorry that I really want to empathize and sympathize with you. I know I'll never feel what you're going through, but just know that I'm here for you. I'm here for you. And I love you, and, you know, you being the beautiful being that you are. No, it's working! No, that would work. That would work. If my husband ever told me, I don't know how you do it, having such large breasts and tripping on yourself and having all the difficulty with the bras, I don't know how you do it. Do you need a back massage? Because your back must be aching from that 18-hour Playtex bra you're forced to wear every day. He would get some heavy-duty brownie points. Why don't you guys tap in on this untapped resource? Tell your ladies you know what's going on because, you know, you listen to Dr. Dahlia, okay? Okay. Big thanks, by the way, to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Okay, so some women suffer from dyspareunia. We call it pain with sex. Dyspareunia. I know how to spell it. I don't know how to pronounce it. I don't have to know how to pronounce it. I'm a radio host. Okay? That's why I need to go on TV. Then I could. I really don't have the pressure to know how to pronounce it. But anyway, people that have pain with sex, it can happen from a variety of reasons. It could be psychological. You were attacked in the past, so you don't want to have sex. It could be lack of being in the mood, so you don't have enough lubrication down there. And I got to be very careful because this is a family show. Or it could be that as you're going through menopause, things are kind of thinning down there. And when things are a little less juicy and plump and it's more thin and parchment type, sex will hurt. Well, the FDA has been all up and in this, and they have approved a new drug to treat postmenopausal women that experience pain during sex. It's called Osfina. Brand name Ospemifene. And what it does is it mimics the effect of estrogen on the vaginal tissue that does become dry, more frail during menopause. You better listen to this. No, you're good. No. What? Really? Really? You can't listen to this for 5 minutes? You need to know. Okay? Because again, if you are with somebody who's menopausal, you need to show your empathy. You need to show your understanding, okay? You could go home and say, look, I understand that your vaginal wall is fragile and friable. And she's going to think you're the coolest dude. She will. Honestly. Anyway, okay. Now, what this does is because it mimics estrogen, it allows, I guess, the vaginal tissue to plump up a little bit. Now, from what we understand, they looked at 1,900 postmenopausal women who had vulvar or vaginal atrophy. Don't turn off the radio. I'm warning you. You need to know this. All right. Women were randomly assigned to take their Osfina or a placebo. You're getting this? Write it down. Okay. Postmenopausal women, painful vaginas, thin skin needed the Osfina. Okay? In the first two studies, those who took the drug up to 12 weeks experienced significantly less pain during sex than the woman in the placebo group. We're talking about vaginal type sex. Come on, people. Get a clue. A third study, so those were the first two studies. The third study on Osfina, it's kind of a cool name for a drug that works down there, Osfina. Osfina found, what was that? Wally. Eva? Wally, that's what Osfina, they could probably, I'm sure DreamWorks is all over this one. In a third study on Osfina, they found the drug to be safe for long-term, it's taken orally. They found the drug to be safe for long-term use. The FDA noted that the drug should be prescribed for the shortest duration needed. Now, it could cause the lining of the uterus to thicken. Okay? Now, we've talked about the uterus many times on the show. We've talked about uterine lining. Right? Flip back through your notes. Yeah, flip back through your notes. Remember uterus lining? Right? We were talking about, everybody's on the same page? All right. Remember we talked about uterus lining. Uterus lining is something we like to watch. And the reason why we like to watch it is because it's kind of cool. I don't know if you've ever seen uterus lining. It's pretty cool. I'm not talking the stuff you shed, you know. It's cool. But if you have, let's say, unopposed estrogen, and you're taking hormone replacement therapy, you could actually cause yourself to have endometrial cancer. You could have buildup of the lining. So if this sucker, you know, mimics estrogen, then it's no surprise that you could actually start getting thickening of the uterus. Okay? They also say this medicine could increase women's risk for stroke and deep vein thrombosis. That's a DVT. Come on, people. Clean up a little bit here. Okay. So if this drug, also it could give you hot flashes. The drug could also give you vaginal discharge. It could give you muscle spasms, genital discharge, and excessive sweating. But you'll want to have sex. Oh, my gosh. Oh, the poor men. The poor ladies. You know what? I'm tired of sympathizing with the men out there. Honestly, we need to feel sorry for the women that deal with this. So, honestly, women, this is the best they did. This is the best they come up with. A drug that could increase your uterine lining, put you at risk for endometrial cancer, something that gives you genital discharge, excessive sweating, and possible stroke. But the sex is supposed to be a little better because you're not friable down there. Well, that's just what we women do. We pluck, we shave, we wax, and we Osfina. Now, I don't know if Osfina, I mean, the FDA approved it, okay? Apparently, the genital discharge side effect wasn't a deal breaker on this one. But it's not on the market yet. I'm sure you all are going to be breaking down the pharmacy's doors. Now, okay, we joke about this Osfina drug because we can, because it's a funny name. But what is no joke is many people are not having sex because it does hurt the woman. It hurts, okay? Painful sex stinks. It really does. Love stinks. Painful sex stinks. And many of you men are in a relationship where you haven't had sex in years because your wife can't have sex with you because it hurts. Okay? People may be joking about this one. I'm sure we're going to see it on Saturday Night Live. But, you know, good for them for trying to come up with something. Okay? You know, it stinks because we don't, you know, die off now in our 40s and 50s like we used to. We live well into our 80s and 90s now. We have that capability. And to not have sex because you're 52 years old and menopausal all those decades, and to deny your man sex, that's rough. This is something a lot of people don't talk about, and it's not on the forefront of medical research because we're so worried about cancer and Alzheimer's and melanoma and Obamacare. But people are not having sex. We always talk about people having sex, people having unwanted pregnancies, STDs. I guess this superbug gonorrhea is scaring a lot of people in Europe. We'll talk about after the break. So we always talk about the people having sex, and it's usually the younger people. What we don't talk about is the lack of sex that's happening. And if you're married to somebody and you love them and you guys want to express your love and have intimate moments, I think you should be able to. And if you have a condition that prohibits that, then we medical researchers need to get off our duffs and figure this out. I mean, not having sex is probably one of the most disastrous things that could happen to a marriage. Now, many women will say, but look, I still love my husband. Sex drive is down. Sex hurts. My uterus is prolapsed. I have a cystocele or a rectocele. Sex is uncomfortable, but I love my husband. Well, then great. Make sure you show him. Okay, make sure you show him that you love him. Because a lot of women, they don't have sex, and they really don't acknowledge that with their spouse. They don't want to bring up the subject of sex, so they just go, all right, well, here's your TV dinner. I'm going to go home and I'm going to go upstairs and watch Smash. Hypothetically, that's what some of you do. All right? I mean, you know, women, if you don't want to have sex, have that looked at. I'm not saying you have to have sex when you don't feel it. But, you know, help a guy out and at least look into what we could do to try to help the relationship. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Through tomorrow only, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends tomorrow at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Guys, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, this is kind of interesting. They say brain cells can actually outlive the body, meaning your brain cells can live longer than your body does. Now, when you die, the brain cells die. But the brain cells appear to have a longer lifespan than your body does, meaning you don't outlive your brain, even if you have dementia. That's kind of an interesting take on this study. Apparently, it was published yesterday or the day before in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Don't forget to all get your subscription to the Proceedings. Okay? Yeah, we'll all do like a journal club, but maybe couple days, found that mouse neurons or brain cells of mice implanted into rats survive with the rats into old age. Rats, I guess, have twice as long a lifespan of the original mice, which means if you take mice brain cells, put it into a rat, the brain cells will still live, even if the mouse has a short lifespan and dies. The brain cells will still live in a host that has a longer lifespan. Does that make sense? Now, they think that if this could be extrapolated to humans, they could maybe stretch the human lifespan to 160 years. I'm sure Medicare and Social Security won't be around to take care of us, but at least we'll be alive to 160 years. They said you're not going to lose your neurons, okay? Your neurons don't have a fixed lifetime. It's not like your brain cells will give up when you're 72. So, like, for example, if you have a life expectancy, let's say, of 81, and, I mean, we don't know. I mean, you could always get hit by a bus, God forbid, or something. But if you have a lifespan of 81, it's not that your brain cells are going to die when you're 81. Your brain cells could still live long and be fruitful and multiply, type of thing. Okay? They say most of the cells in the body are constantly replaced. Like, you know, your skin cells, when your skin cells die, they just go off into the air and somebody else breathes them in. You lose colonic lining cells all the time. But a lot of cells regenerate. But humans are born with almost all the neurons or the brain cells they'll ever have, according to this study. Now, Dr. Lorenzo Magrassi, who's a neurosurgeon at the University of Pavia in Italy, they wanted to know whether neurons could outlive the organisms in which they live. Okay? Of course, not assuming somebody, let's say, has Alzheimer's, etc. So they took the neurons from mice and implanted them into the brains of 60 rat fetuses. Then the team let the rats live out their entire life. Okay? Then they inspected their brains. Even though the lifespan of the mice was only 18 months, rats lived twice as longer, and they found that the rats were completely normal, no neurological changes, no neurological issues, and that the neurons that had been transplanted from the mice were still alive at the time of the rat's death. Which means if those brain cells could have been put into a dog who has a longer lifespan, those brain cells could possibly continue to live. And those brain cells, meaning just because the mice or the mouse that it came from died, doesn't mean that if you transplant it into a dog, and a dog, let's say, lives 15 years, they're going to die early. The brain cells may actually still be around 15 years later, even though most mice die off in about 18 months, according to this study. Okay, so that's some pretty cool stuff. So if our brain cells are technically not designed to fail, but actually designed to keep going, then if we could figure out Alzheimer's, if we could figure out Parkinson's, if we could do transplants of brain cells, healthy brain cells, into people whose brain may not be healthy, we could then extend life. This is incredible. Am I the only one excited by this? Dr. Dahlia, it's kind of a boring study. It's not boring. This is some cool stuff. Transplanting somebody else's brain cells into another person later to help with their mentation and their cognition, I think it's brilliant. So all the power to them. I hope they make this work. Now, this was an interesting study. They say if you have sons, it may shorten a woman's life after their last birth more than having daughters. Okay, so I have two sons. You know how you yell at your kids and you go, you're going to be the death of me? You know, yeah, it may actually ring true. The findings came from a group of Finnish women who were finished with having babies. Nah, okay. I thought it was funny. Came from a group of Finnish women who were born mostly before, I guess, industrialization, so they can't prove sons actually caused shorter lives for their moms relative to daughters. I'm reading this. I'm a little confused. Okay. Well, let's go on. I don't understand. I think that sentence has had a typo, and I don't like to dangle my participles on air. Okay, the study was published February 26th in the journal Biology Letters. It suggests that cultural differences in how sons and daughters have historically been raised may affect women's lifespans. They say adult sons may be beneficial for their parental well-being and thus survival in some countries, but for girls it may be beneficial in other countries. Maybe, I don't know, maybe, I really don't know why having a girl would allow you to live longer. I think girls could be just as much of a pain in the butt. I was a huge pain in the butt to my parents, right? Especially when I discovered the miniskirt in the 80s. All right. Now, they say pregnancy and breastfeeding may require extra nutrients and calories. The extra energy requirement can take a toll on women who have more children and shorten their lives, even if they start out healthier. Okay, but why males? They say males are born slightly heavier than females on average, so researchers think your male babies need more nutrients, and then it's more reproductively, I guess, costly to raise a male. My boys, they really weren't interested in the whole breastfeeding thing. They really, they just wanted their bottle. I tried to force it. I still do. You know, sometimes we're in a movie theater, and they want me to go and get them a Coke, and I don't want to spend $4 on the soda, so I'll offer breast milk, and they don't want it. Oh, come on. You have to admit that's funny. All right. No, I know. I don't want to spend the money at the counter in the movie theater. I think it's ridiculous. Just give me my breast milk back. I could save a lot of money. Okay. What else do they think? They say girls in many traditional societies are more helpful to mother than boys. They may help with child care. They may help with many of the tasks. Yeah, they got something on that one. My boys don't do jack diddly squat. Anytime I ask them for help, huh? No, make Brock do it. No, make Stone do it. They fight. I don't get any help in the house. Not to mention I need to clean the toilets a lot more often because I always miss the toilet. So as far as I'm concerned, I see having boys, I see that as a liability. I do. But, I mean, what am I supposed to do? Give them up for adoption? You know, just so I can live longer? That's what I hate about these articles. What the hell are we supposed to do with this article? This study? Okay, I had boys. I didn't have girls. What does that mean? Well, I got to prepare my will? That's ridiculous. All right. So anyway, if you have daughters, you'll probably live longer. That's what's coming up with that one. It's an interesting study. All right. Another thing that we had talked about. Oh, we already talked about that. I don't want to talk about that again. Okay. So we talked about, okay. I know. Sorry, guys. I have all these women articles, and I'm trying to move it away from the women articles. Okay, how about this one? You guys aren't going to like this one either. Researchers are again emphasizing that we drink too much, and we're drinking a lot more than we admit. Researchers at the University College in London have calculated that the amount of alcohol that we say we consume only accounts for 60%. And we're actually baloney-izing, I can't say the word I want to say, rather than admitting that we drink too much. Now, okay, remember we talked about with women shouldn't drink more than a couple glasses a day, a glass of wine, let's say a shot or a beer. They all kind of equate in terms of alcohol. And men, if they drink three or more a day, that could be too much. All right? And we talked about how easy it is to drink too much. You're cooking dinner, you have some wine while you're cooking dinner, you're marinating with the wine, you have a little bit of wine, then you sit down with, at the dinner table, fill up your glass to have a little bit of wine, then you put the kids to bed, right, after hearing the study that having boys causes you to live less than girls, and then you decide to have wine while you're watching Smash, boom, you're already over your three glasses. All right, okay, don't go away, we got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored. and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officers said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia or follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Gonorrhea. Apparently, gonorrhea is just coming back with a vengeance. Now, we've talked about gonorrhea being now a super gonorrhea, where it's become so resistant to multiple drugs. Now, in my particular practice, when I do treat gonorrhea, luckily the medicines have worked. So I'm not seeing as much drug-resistant gonorrhea here in the States. But you're hearing a lot about it in Europe. And they say now gonorrhea superbug cases see a number of cases rise by 25%. Okay, why? What's happening? Well, you know, whenever I still think the same amount of gonorrhea is being passed. But if you're not curing the gonorrhea as quickly or as successfully as you would, then you're going to get the recurrence or you're going to get the resurgence of it. And so I don't think more people are having sex. I think people are still having the same amount of sex. I think people are still having unprotected sex. You'd think by the year 2013, we would, you know, be all over the whole protected sex thing and condom. But a lot of people, they just don't like using condoms and they refuse to use them. Well, now the superbug gonorrhea has gotten to the point where, you know, health protection agencies and government agencies are starting to get involved. Apparently, 21,000 new cases have been diagnosed in 2011. They say more than a third of cases in gay men and more than a third of people who have had gonorrhea before. And many of these antibiotics, like the cephalosporins, aren't working. Now, we used to give you a shot of Rocephin and doxycycline. When I worked at the STD clinic in Los Angeles, when I was doing my training through UCLA, we wouldn't send anything to the lab. We would gram stain the discharge. We would take some of the discharge, and then we would go back into a lab. We would do the gram stain, okay, where you dye it, and you're able to, you know, see the little cocci. The gonorrhea is really cute. They're these little tiny round bacteria. They're gonococcal. They're cocci. Cocci, you have these little round bacteria. They're really cute. They're just little round dots. Cute. Anyway, so we'd be back there looking at the cute gonorrhea, and if we confirmed it on the microscope, then we were allowed to give the patient a shot of Rocephin, which is in the cephalosporin family, and then some doxycycline to treat concomitant chlamydia, because many people get gonorrhea and chlamydia at the same time. And it worked. I mean, it worked in the 90s. It's worked for a while, but now you're starting to see more drug resistance to the cephalosporins. Now, I'm kind of confused as to why that happened. Because one thing I noticed is the Rocephin shot was very expensive. So many doctor's offices stopped carrying the Rocephin. And what we found that we could do is when we wanted to treat gonorrhea and chlamydia, there would be a one-day dose we could give you. So we moved away from the Rocephin shot and the seven-day doxycycline, and we started to give you Zithromax. Or we gave you Floxin, like a ciprofloxin. And you would take that, and you would be done in one day. It was a one-day treatment. Now, people in the medical field welcomed a change like this because not many people would take the 7 days of doxycycline. And we would be worried about drug-resistant chlamydia. Doxycycline would be for the chlamydia. The Rocephin would be for the gonorrhea. And how many of you, and be honest, take your antibiotic for the full 7 days? You don't. Right? I mean, many of us do not take our antibiotics. We don't. Well, take them until we feel better, and then we go, you know what? I'm going to save these for the next time. And I've told you all that's a no-no. All right? We do not want you doing that. Now, why does that act, which many people do, cause so much antibiotic resistance? Because you take your antibiotic for a couple days, and you kill a lot of the bacteria. Any bacteria that survives after those few days, if you don't, you know, do the sucker punch or do the 1-2 or the kamikaze maneuver, whatever, to knock them all out, the surviving bacteria are pretty strong. They stand up, they go, whew, oh, that wasn't so bad, and they make progeny. And these progeny are kind of tough, and they may be resistant to the antibiotic that you half-assedly took. Which is why we don't want you doing things that fast. We want you taking the antibiotic in its entirety. Well, the big problem we had with the doxycycline is it's 7 full days twice a day. And many people just really weren't into taking it for the full week. So we came up, or we some of the pharmaceutical companies realized that their medication could fight gonorrhea, and you could do a one-day dose. So being able to do a one-day dose would then limit the chance of people not taking their medication fully, so would help prevent resistance. All right, but as with anything, once you start to prescribe something and you do it a lot, you will get resistance. And what if one day isn't enough? I never understood the one-day idea. Okay, I understand that bacteria die. We've talked about how antibiotics work, you know, messing with the cell wall. I mean, there's a variety of ways antibiotics work and how they kill bacteria or make bacteria inept. And, you know, a one-day dose to me never made sense. But there's a lot of things we do treat with a single dose. Like, for example, a lot of you take Diflucan for for a yeast infection. You take one pill. That's it. And it's supposed to solve your yeast infection. Now, a lot of women, they say, no, it doesn't, because it's a fungus. Sometimes, you know, it takes a week or so to kill the fungus. But for many of you, the one day worked. It was just enough for your body to help fight it, all right? And because remember, it's not just all on the antibiotic. The antibiotic's supposed to help your body fight infection. That's why I get so gosh darn mad at some of you guys who are snowboarding or skiing and you're not staying dry and you're, you know, not eating well and you're drinking and you have poor nutrition and then you go, look, I got another ski weekend coming up. Just give me an antibiotic so I'll be good. No, antibiotics only help those who help themselves. Right? Okay, it's in the Bible. And so, if you're not taking care of yourself and you're expecting the antibiotic to do all the work, it won't. And that's also going to lead to antibiotic resistance. All right, so what do you do if you get gonorrhea that can't be cured? Well, in the olden days, we used to use silver nitrate. And we would use that caustic agent on the urethra. Okay? I have a syringe from the Civil War. And they would actually put silver nitrate into the penis. And that would help kill the gonorrhea. I mean, it worked. I mean, we may have to go back to the archaic, barbaric ways that we used to. But having gonorrhea can cause a lot of scarring. It could cause pelvic inflammatory disease. For women, it could cause infertility. You don't want to mess with the clap by any means. You know, it could also lead to stillbirths, right? A lot of people don't realize that gonorrhea, if you're pregnant, could possibly cause a stillborn. So, you know, for those of you who are kind of out there having fun, not double gloving, I would really like to urge you to do that. Because, you know, even if the number of gonorrhea cases appear to be roughly the same as they were in the past, we have an increase in numbers of gonorrhea that you can't treat. And if we can't treat it, that's not very comfortable. I've never had gonorrhea, but from what I understand, the reason why they called it the clap is because when you would try to urinate in a urinal, you would slam the wall. Is that why they called it the clap? Or was the inventor of the clapper afflicted with gonorrhea? I need to figure out, why do they call it the clap? All right. Well, anyway, we'll figure that out. That's for another day. A 35-year-old man survived a gunshot when a dog had, I guess, stepped or accidentally kicked his pistol. A 9mm pistol was on the floor of the cab of his truck. It was set off when it was kicked by his dog. Gregory Dale Lanier is happy to be alive, but he was wounded in the leg. People who know guns say, look, you're not going to drop a gun. You're not going to have somebody step on a gun and it'll shoot. It's just the right force and the right torque at the right time. And, yeah, so the dog could have actually killed him with his gun. So tell the dog to sit in the back seat. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.